This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Hi, this is Justine Toe. You're listening to Life and Faith from the Centre for Public Christianity. Today I'm joined by Simon Smart. Hey, Simon.
Hey, Justine.
And we're going to be talking about this report that's just been released via the University of Sydney, which actually says that the declining marriage rates have an adverse impact on children today. Now, Simon, can you just take us through what the report is actually finding?
Yeah, it's a large report with a lot of data, statistical data, looking at a whole lot of things, families, children, what's going on for communities in Australia today. And it's come up with the papers are all talking about this, the radio. It's quite alarming statistics in terms of how children especially are faring in a society that's changed its attitude, especially towards family and marriage in particular. So the report is really defending marriage and calling on the government to support marriage in a whole lot of different ways. And so they're talking about growing rates of child abuse and neglect, children being placed in foster care, teenage mental health problems, a rise in hospital admissions for self-harm, this sort of thing. And it's saying that a lot of the problem of this is coming out of problems associated with one-parent families and de facto couples and violent, unstable relationships, that sort of thing. I don't think it's actually saying that, you know, all of these types of families are in these situations, but it's just painting some broad brush strokes in terms of what's changed for children in recent years.
Yeah, so why do you think this kind of, I mean, I know that you didn't write this study, but what do you think is contributing towards this kind of breakdown in children's well-being today?
I wouldn't really pretend to know, and anyone could point anecdotally to families that are more conventional, that are totally dysfunctional, as well as less traditional family arrangements that work very well. Mm. So, you know, I think we need to be a bit careful in terms of, you know, painting people in a bad light. But nonetheless, we've got to look at this because it's talking about statistics that relate to children. You know, Patrick Parkinson from Sydney University is a well-regarded researcher, and he's come up with a lot of information here. I'll just give you a couple of stats. Tripling since 1998 of the number of children notified for abuse or neglect. A doubling in 12 years of the number of children in out-of-home care. There's things like a rise in hospital admissions for self-harm and this sort of thing. And it really is locating, and this might be the point where people start to debate this, but it is locating the problem in demographic changes in the rise of the number of children who by the age of 15 have spent a lot of time not living with both of their biological parents. This seems to be the key, according to the authors of the report, that the breakdown of marriage is really central to this.
Yeah, I heard on the radio that a commentator was saying that definitely the work patterns in Australia have to contribute to this situation. You think of the increased working hours that many Australians work, and that has to have some sort of effect on family life. But I think it's more than that as well. I think it's probably linked to the breakdown of community and how everyone's it's in some ways pursuing their own good and not necessarily looking out to other people. And I wonder if that produces really adverse outcomes as well for young people.
I'm sure that's true. And the authors of the report acknowledged that there are complex factors that have brought this about, this situation for children. But they do keep coming back to the idea of marriage as the key. They highlight the fact that about 25% of children born between 1981 and 1985 had been born to a single mother or experienced parental separation by the time they were 15, 25%. So nearly three times the rate of baby boomers. So it's a big shift. Mm. These children had also spent three times as many years living in a step family. Now, the authors are saying this is the cause of a lot of problems that we're now seeing. And they keep focusing on marriage, and it seems marriage is different to these other relationships because of the level of commitment. So in the relationship, so Patrick Parkinson's wanting to say, look, sure, there's different ways of setting up families these days. Perhaps we'll get to a point where we're finding something more suitable for children, but, you know, we don't want to take marriage lightly. This is something we don't want to let go easily, because marriage is the key to, broadly speaking, a healthy stable environment for children, the best one for them to flourish in.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.